Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots have sole possession of first place in their division for the first time this season. Also, quarterback Tom Brady is the holder of another NFL record this morning after the team's 24-17 victory over the Jets yesterday. Even so, Brady says he's not happy.
I wish we'd have done better. But we won, so probably a lot to learn from it. And you know, wish we could have played a little better offensively, but we battled, we got down early and then fought back, good series for half, and then you know, hung in there at the end.
With us to review Game 6 of the season for the Patriots is ESPN football writer Mike Reese. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Deb.
So part of the Patriots' win was because of a controversial call, which we'll get to in a minute. But first, let's look at the play of the game. The two difference makers for the Pats, tight end Rob Gronkowski and, of course, quarterback Tom Brady. Gronkowski was out a week ago with an injury. He was Brady's favorite target yesterday, 2 touchdowns, 83 yards receiving. How did he do that? And did you see any lingering signs of his injury?
Well, you know, I always go to the playing time statistics to sort of see if there was a lingering effect from the injury. And Rob Gronkowski played 63 of 68 possible plays. So that tells you that they weren't really holding him back, because usually he's going to be close to that 100%. And he made a couple of really important plays for them, especially early in the game when they fell behind. 14-0, he made a 25-yard catch where he basically plucked the ball off a defender's helmet as he was looking back. So there were no lingering effects of that for Rob Gronkowski. He was definitely a key player for them in the game.
As we heard from Tom Brady in that cut there, he said that the team has a lot to learn from the game. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, the Patriots did not play a very good game, Deb. I mean, they're fortunate. There's a couple different ways to look at it. The first thing is I would say that a lot of the mistakes they're making on a week-to-week basis are not getting fixed. Defensively, they're giving up a lot of big plays, and offensively, they weren't able to finish the game. I think that is specifically what Tom Brady was talking about. They had a chance to put the Jets away in the fourth quarter, and they couldn't make the plays that they needed to make to put them away. They just sort of hung on at the end, and Tom Brady knows from his time in the NFL that the best teams, you know, find a way to finish off the opposition when they have a chance to do it. And I believe that's what he was referring to when he said they have a lot to learn from.
Do you think for next week's game, should fans have much confidence as the Patriots take on their Super Bowl rivals, the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, it's going to be a much tougher game, it should be, than the last two games they've played against Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week and the New York Jets yesterday, although the Atlanta Falcons are also struggling. They blew a 17-point lead yesterday in a loss to the Miami Dolphins. So, well, it will be a tougher game, I believe. You know, every team in the league, it seems, including the Patriots, have really yet to show that they are the team to beat. It's really anyone's league this year, and that's why Tom Brady said, you know, they'll keep fighting and keep practicing to try to get to where they want to be. And the way I put it after this game was that the Patriots have shown troubling signs of being not a very good football team, but at the same time, they've shown the admirable trait of being able to fight through that adversity that they create for themselves. So it's a little bit of good and a little bit of bad so far this season.
And finally, your thoughts on the surprise of the game, that decision ultimately made by NFL officials that took away what just about everyone thought was a touchdown by the Jets. Did the Patriots catch a break there?
It looked like they caught a break to me, Deb. At the same time, what you learn later after hearing from the referee was that they were probably looking at pictures and video that fans and reporters didn't see when they showed the replay on television. And I think that's a key point to make here, that they were judging something that everyone else watching the game didn't have the chance to see or judge.
All right. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers regular analysis on WBUR's Morning Edition. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks. Have a great day.